walkthrough type of practice here. So Dalton Kincaid is limited. We'll see how he does. The same with Keon Coleman this week. Quentin Morris, limited. Taylor Rapp, same. Curtis Samuel, the same. Dwayne Carter and Tylan Grable are listed as full, and we'll see how both of those guys do this week. And then one additional add-on here is Micah Hyde has returned to the team in a practice squad role. And just to set expectations, Micah is in a practice squad role. We are fully confident in Taylor Rapp, DeMar Hamlin, Cole Bishop, Kareem Jackson. They've all been doing a real good job for us in the roles that they are currently in. They're going to stay in those roles, and Micah is in a practice squad role. So good to have him back and his family as well.
How did that go to be with Micah signing into the practice squad?
Yeah, just through conversations, that have occurred, you know, like it normally would. Both parties talking a little bit and just seeing if it's the right fit more than anything. So, we'll see where it goes, but we're happy to have him back.
Knowing his competitive spirit, was any surprise that he'd be back? Even as you said,
we
kept the door open.
No, I mean, I'm not surprised, but really not surprised when any of these players come back. You know, they always do, you know, players that leave here to go to play for other teams, or in this case, not play for another team, they seem to keep pretty close tabs on what we're doing, which is cool.
So one way to view it might be that he provides insurance and leadership. Would you agree with that characterization?
Is that a leading question? Your Honor? No, the leadership piece, for sure. You guys know Micah. I mean, I've said this when he was here playing. He could go down to the bank at the corner and be the president of the bank just as easy as he could be the captain of the Buffalo Bills, right? So he just has a unique way about him from a leadership standpoint, to your point, of who he is as a person and his presence and the way he's very adaptable to people and to his surroundings. I say this respectfully, very little. We're in a good spot, you know, very confident in the guys that have played there all season long and have done a nice job, as I said a few minutes ago. Very little from the standpoint of just managing expectations is why I'm saying that, right? Very little from, hey, you're going to come in and you're going to play and you're going to help. Not, it's just, let's just take it one day at a time and let's, number one, make sure everybody understands what his role is right now, and we'll just see. We'll just take it one day at a time. It's about the team. It's always about the team, and it's never about one person. And in this case, Micah would not want that to be, in this case, about him. So.
When did this develop? Did you kind of find out, and was he jealous over, the snow or something?
Yeah, he was watching the game, he said, on Sunday night and really missed the snow. And so he, right after the game, called Bean and said, hey, how soon can I get out there? So, Brandon talks with the agents and everything, and, it started at some point. I couldn't tell you the exact date, but, separate of that, we were always, keeping in touch with Mike just on a personal level and checking in on him. And like any fire, it kind of starts small and then kind of slowly builds. So, yeah.
Did you put him through a workout, or was it just kind of been tracking his progress or where he's at?
Yeah, no workout, yeah.
I know how important the locker room and culture is to you. Does it take the right fit at this time for you? You know what I mean? Like, you can't just have anybody walk into that locker room right now at this point.
Yeah, I'm very protective of that locker room. And not only now, but for sure now, but also any time of year, especially once we're kind of into the spring and you're looking to drop, a new person in. That's, you know, like I said before, with around the trade deadline every year, it's got to be the right person, the player, yes, but the right person based on, you know, where this team currently is, not in terms of record, but in terms of where they're at with the relationships and the different pieces of the puzzle. So I think Brandon does a really good job of being aware of that and mindful of it.
Sean, any correlation to the fact that you did just mention Rath as a guy who's
nah.
must have something
yeah,
to
no.
do with it?
No, yeah.
Hey, Sean, Christian Benford's had a nice season. How do you feel he's made his biggest strides in his third year?
I would say his knowledge of the game. He's always been a smart football player, and probably ahead of the curve in terms of when he was younger. But his understanding of our defense for sure, and then also his growing understanding of opposing offenses. And I think whether it's Jamal, Joe Dana. Players that are in there, the veteran players, you know, in particular Rasul, as I mentioned before, they have a strong relationship.
And what have you thought of Matt Stafford's season to date? I mean, he's a 36-year-old guy who doesn't seem to have lost too much. What did you see?
Very, very impressed. You know, you can obviously, you know that and tell us, I mean, the relationship he has with Sean, with Coach McVay, and they seem to be attached at the hip with, you know, being aligned with what they want to do, how they want to get it done, game to game. And, you know, he's always had a strong arm. He's a, you know, very highly competitive player and in person, and a ton of respect for the way he's been able to play for so long.
And in terms of the receiver, Shai, you know, you've seen Waddle Hill as a great twosome. I'm trying to think of a couple others you faced, but this one with Nacua and Kupp seems to be maybe as good as you've seen all year as a duo.
Yeah, I think they've done. I mean, this is a Super Bowl team as of what a few years ago, so a couple of years ago, and you know, give them credit. They've done a great job of keeping some players and then adding some other players, some new players to the roster. Puka being one of them. You know, Fisk is another. Verse is another on the defensive side, and. They've got some good young players that are good football players, and you guys know how we do it. That's what we value as well. Guys that are just overall good football players, have good instincts, and when I look at their roster, at least I see, you know, you see the elites, and then you also see players that are really good football players, they're tough. They're smart. They play different positions, you know. So they have that position flex, and I really respect the way that they're building that roster.
How well do you know Sean McVay? What do you think of the way his offense continues to evolve? You know, it's a very different offense than when Aaron Cromer was there.
Right. You know, I think Sean's one of the. You know, like I said with Shanahan, with Kyle last week, you know, one of the best coaches in the league. You know, he's won a Super Bowl, innovative in how he shapes his offense year to year, how he utilizes his personnel as well. And, you know, I think great coaches take what they have and make it better, right? And he's done that over the course of his career. So a ton of respect for Sean and what he's been able to do there and how creative he is on offense.
What do you think of the way Josh has developed or matured in terms of using his legs, how he manages his scrambling and running at this point in his career?
How Josh Allen has been able to do that? What do I think of it? I think he's, you know, he's a highly competitive player that has also adjusted his game to the modern NFL game, and he knows when it's time and he knows when it's not time. And, you know, you're never going to me, take someone's athleticism away from them. So, you know, I just think Josh is in a good, healthy spot with it, and he's done a great job this year of taking care of when he's had opportunities to slide or get out of bounds. He's done that. So I think he's really doing a great job of it.
Sean, Sean is really on the competition committee.
Yep.
Has that given you different insights into his personality? Like, is he the same guy in those meetings as he is when he's animated on the field? Or
yep. Yeah, no, he's always been like that. I remember when he was in Washington and I was in Carolina, you know, he was young coming up. I'm a little bit older than he is, but I was still kind of coming up through myself. And so just, you know, got to know him a little bit then. We share the same agent, candidly here. So, I know him like I said, I have a ton of respect for him.
I know you said, Monday that, you know, Matt, you felt he got better as the now we're a few days removed, how checking with trainers, all that, how do you think, you know, Matt Milano.
Yeah.
After a full complement of snaps.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think he did well. He came out. I don't want to speak for him, you could ask him how sore he was, but when you don't play, when you haven't played for X amount of months, you know, that's going to happen. That's natural. So, you know, I think he's looking forward to being able to get out there again, especially this week in practice and build on what he did last week. Yeah, I mean, I think the line of scrimmage is important, right? You guys know that. It's really, to me, you know, frees you up as an offense to do what you want to do, whether it's run it again, throw it again. So it's an important piece for us for sure.
John, you guys have gone jumbo package more than any team in the league by a lot. Can you explain Alec Anderson?
No, no. I'll stop you there. No, from pulling his shirt up at the touchdown the other day. Explain Alec Anderson in what context?
How has he evolved into this role where you guys use him? It's been over 100 snaps, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it has. We used David last year, David Edwards last year, and it was effective for us then. And I think Alex done a great job of stepping into that role, right? Here's a player who really hadn't played much varsity snaps, many varsity snaps prior to the season, and to come in and be, you know, really – take advantage of the opportunity, one, be given more opportunities and take advantage of those, and having a real good understanding of where he fits as from a role in our offense, from a role standpoint. So, you know, I really enjoy when he comes off the field, the communication, the comments that he makes. Just, it's colorful. It's colorful. Yeah. No, it's colorful. So it's... he's got a great personality and he loves his teammates. You guys see that. Sorry. Last two. Gotcha. Thank you. I love it.
The week after you clinched the division, the game's still to go.
Yeah.
You know, you do the hat, the t-shirt, guys post up on social media. It's a legitimately an accomplishment worthy of celebration, but you still have, you know, games and goals. How much more difficult has it been to get guys back focused on the here and now and playing the next game after that week?
Yeah, no, 100%. You're speaking coach speak right there, Thad. It's I 100%. I'm aware of it. You know, I think that I'll know more when we get out on the field here in terms of where they're at. But I think for us, we have to continue to think differently, and these guys have done that all season long. And whether it's winning the division, you know, opponents we've played in the past that, you know, people perceive to be a certain game or a certain size of game, or, you know, playing on a short week, playing on a, you know, it's just our guys have done a great job of orientating their minds in a different way this season. And I think that's what we have to continue to do. And I know they're up for that challenge.
Sean, speaking to all that, what do you do with all the AFC East Division paraphernalia shirts and hats that you've accumulated over the years? What did you do with it after you got the hat on Sunday?
I think every year I put one in my office and I take the rest home and give them to my family, or I'll give them to someone that I think deserves it, earns it, has earned it, right? So, because it's not, I say this, you know, it's not, that's what I do with the majority of, and then the other ones that I am able to get my hands on from our from Jeff. You know, it's the team thing, right? It's not, like I said in the locker room after the game, there's players and coaches and staff in that room, but there's just above us, there's people on the business side that have earned that as well. And so, you know, take it off. It goes well beyond that, just the guys in that, in the gals in that locker room. So I think that's what's next on my mind, you know? So that's an important, to me, awareness piece.
Sean, the team released a clip of Dion coming over to you and talking to you a little bit when it was all said and done. It's pretty good. It's kind of an emotional moment there between the two of you. What's your relationship with Dion been like, and how has that kind of grown over the years?
Yeah. You know, as a coach, and I mentioned this to the team, I think last week, maybe the week before, of just you get a chance to share life with these guys. You know, we're around each other so much, and to watch a young man like Dion come in, grow, develop, has a family now, and for him to be in that leadership group, that leadership council meeting on Wednesday mornings when we meet, and to hear him speak as I did a few hours ago this morning. Not surprised, but just proud, I guess, right? And admiring the way he's been able to grow and articulate his leadership, really.